I can't help but think that technical problems are real and that they can derail teaching and the learning experience. I mean, we had some problems when we got underway tonight.
Yes, we certainly did. And to be sure, there will be technical problems. All caps, underline, bold, will be technical problems. And I was convinced that those bloody technical problems would basically bring my course plan to a halt and totally take living the learning out of the experience. Well, you know what? We may have been bleeding in the process, but we were living the learning. There was one evening where my students were locked out of the classroom and I was locked in. This lasted about 45 minutes. I, at the time, was teaching an org behavior online class. What then began to happen, my students, who are all in different locations around the world, start texting each other. And they organized themselves. They created a structure for who would call the help desk, who would call distance learning, who would text, who would try to email me. And they then had a hierarchy. They put a structure, a process in place. They deployed the best practices they were studying. Talk about living the learning. Now, I don't suggest doing this on purpose, but the end result there was it got fixed. In another instance, the help desk could not think of a fix, and there were four students that couldn't get into the classroom. The students in the classroom thought of a fix, conference called them in, and their fellow students could be there. That kind of teamwork is pretty impressive. I do have a colleague that recently is teaching IT for HR, and he actually made a technological snafu happen in the online classroom because he wanted his employees to have to go into a disaster recovery mode. So they are moments of learning. You simply have to know how to use them.
They turn out to be a series of teachable moments. And I mean, I know, Rosanna, one of the outcomes for us as a result of the problems that you encountered in your class is that we got better at our own disaster recovery planning, provisioning instructors with means to allow students to back up call, and putting some better processes in place with our help desk. I put this out there for, you know, like this notion that, like, I agree with you, bold, all caps, like technical problems will happen. But like the takeaway is that you can recover, but this notion of having support and contingency planning in place can mitigate the effects of those. For those of there out there in the audience, I think we could probably do a lot more on this one in a later talk if folks were so inclined to hear about like best strategies for recovering, because there are some teaching things I think that you did as well to extend the discussion and make sure that the learning was taking place elsewhere if you weren't able to make the most of the live classroom for a particular session.
There is life after a technical problem.
Amen. I'm glad to hear that.